Yesterday, remember we were talking about the little bit of juicy scandal that was happening on ABC between a couple of the co-anchors there on Good Morning America, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, kind of cut straight from a script that maybe you would see on the morning show, right? You know, for that drama with Steve Carell and Jennifer Aniston. Yeah, yeah, exactly. Well, I guess, you know, the story broke and they hadn't been on the air yet. Well, they were on the air yesterday. Like nothing happened.
Yep, business as usual.
Business as usual, kind of like
press on.
Yep, press on. And it doesn't look like they're probably going to get disciplined, I guess, according to ABC or the quote sources, since they were consenting. And the network doesn't really see anything wrong with it. So,
well, yeah, I mean, they're two of their main anchors.
Yeah.
So be two pretty big spots to fill if they decide to fire them.
Here's how it sounded.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to What You Need to Know, GMA3, and it's Friday Eve.
Oh, who's looking forward to the weekend?
Me.
Yeah?
Yes.
Of course.
Of course we are.
Of course we are. Okay.
Yeah. They did the whole What You Need to Know, and it's an
anything else in the news today?
No, nothing.
Kind
huh?
of a slow news day.
Kind of a slow news day. Eh? Well, mm-hmm. Anyways, all right. Yeah, we just hope the best for that entire situation.
Yeah, I always feel bad for the spouses.
Spouses, yeah, for sure.
Yeah,
for sure. All right. Normally, setting the bar stories are what, Kelly?
Examples of what not to do or situations we hope you don't find yourself in.
Yeah, and maybe this is loosely setting the bar story, but maybe it's just a reminder to appreciate everything you have, all right? So
okay.
If you can manage to make it through the day without throwing an absolute temper tantrum that your body isn't the way you want it to be, then you're doing okay.
Oh, listen, I stepped on the scale last night, didn't like what I saw, but I'm just like, all right. I'm gonna cut back on my snacks.
Yeah, so you're gonna hear here in a second. I've got audio as to what I'm talking about.
You'll get boobies when you get a little older.
No, I won't.
Poor girl.
Oh.
Poor girl.
So wait, she's upset she doesn't have them yet?
You'll get boobies when you get a little older.
No, I won't. Oh.
She is absolutely throwing a temper tantrum.
Well, she's looking at herself. She's like, I don't see how this is scientifically possible.
I am not like my mom.
I want to have boobies.
Oh, she's absolutely devastated.
Oh my gosh. So
she just thinks there is no way. Like, how in the world, what kind of magical thing is going to happen
right
to where I get those like mommy?
Yes,
I don't get it.
Exactly. It's not going to happen.
I don't understand it.
So maybe this is just a, you know, look, just appreciate who you are.
Yeah.
There's a plan. Things will happen. And
it's okay.
And it's okay.
Bless her. Boobies.
Oh my gosh, just the agony. Like, she's just
I know.
Devastated.
I love it.
It's never going to happen.
Setting the bar. You know, look, if you can manage to make it through the day without throwing a temper tantrum because
I wish I had boobies.
Then you're doing okay.
What is she, like three?
Yeah. Yeah. She's a youngin'.
Oh my gosh.
Sometimes companies try to make something happen. And either we as a consumer are like, yeah, all right, let's go. Or other times we're like, what the hell? I think I'm in the latter lane right now with this concoction Pepsi's trying to push on us called Pilk.
Pilk?
Pilk.
Oh, is this Pepsi milk? I'm just guessing.
You're right.
No, sir. That's not necessary.
They even got Lindsay Lohan to do a 15-second commercial for them.
Of course they did.
Nice. Ooh, naughty.
Yeah, so she like poured Pepsi into a cup and she said nice. Then she poured a little milk into the cup and said naughty.
Pepsi and milk. Milk.
No, Lindsay.
That is one dirty soda.
That is
It is
one.
Not. Oh, really?
So really? I try not to judge before I've tried, but man,
I'm 1,000% judging. I'm not doing it.
I am not. I don't know if I can be on board with a milk cola sort of
those
concoction.
Flavors should never be in the same cup together.
Like, I don't know, carbonation and then creamy milk. I don't know.
No.
Okay.
It doesn't work. I don't know what you're doing, Pepsi, but this is nope. Nobody, nope, nope. So right now, they don't have a new product. They're just asking you to combine their product with milk, right?
I think they're trying to jump in on the milk and cookies for Santa sort of.
Sorry. No, stay in your own lane, Pepsi. That's not your lane.
Season and saying, look, instead of giving Santa cookies and milk, why not give cookies and pilk?
And why make something as innocent and pure as setting milk and cookies out for Santa into something sassy? Like, ooh, naughty. No!
Just one dirty soda.
Stop it! Stop it! We don't need that. That is not... No. Leave that alone, please.
Okay. You know, there are a lot of people that are texting us going, you know, you've been doing it with ice cream. Like, you know, the root
soda
beer floats.
Right.
And the float, like with ice cream and root beer ice cream, and I've done Coke floats, Pepsi floats. All right.
Yes, but there's...
I get that, I guess.
I feel like it's different.
I get that.
I feel like it's different.
All right, well, a lot of people...
Sammy said milk and Pepsi was made popular by a sitcom from the 70s, Laverne and Shirley. Really?
Interesting.
Oh, and then Jennifer said, look it up on TikTok. It's a thing. Really? I don't know. I can't. Although I do love root beer floats.
Yeah,
so
you know
I see
what?
That argument.
I was going to say, you may be convincing me that maybe it's not as whack as I thought it would be.
Wow. And Jessica said, I lived in Wisconsin for years, met several people who did this. Milk and Pepsi's been a thing for a while. I cannot.
There's not like a Louisville thing that people around the country kind of look at us and go, y'all do that?
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't think there is there?
I haven't witnessed anything.
Yeah, like, you know, the boiled peanuts is kind of a thing down south. Apparently, milk and Pepsi is a thing up in Wisconsin.
Kim says Coke and milk is good. There's a trend where people are drinking Coke and liquid coffee creamer.
Okay. All right, wow.
I guess I could probably... I mean, it's like a flavoring, because you got cherry Coke, you got all that.
Have you
stuff.
Witnessed what has happened here? We went from, this is absolutely repulsive... to going, meh, all right.
Well, I'm not going to try it. I'll stick to the root beer floats.
All right.
That's
anyways,
what I'm gonna stick
we've
with.
Tweeted
it. I'm dunking cookies in pilk.
We've tweeted it out at Ben and Kelly Show. You can kind of take a look at the king that Pepsi is trying to put together with Lindsay Lohan there. At Ben and Kelly Show on 99.7 EJX. And we were just talking about like weird food things, regional weird food things. And the whole Pepsi milk thing came up because Pepsi's trying to do that now. Lindsay Lohan and all that stuff and make pilk kind of a thing. Thought that
trying
was
to capitalize on the holidays. Like, sure. What's your spin? What's your angle?
Thought that was kind of weird. But then people were like, yeah, it's kind of a Wisconsin thing. And then they were like, oh, well, you've done root beer floats. That's kind of the same thing. And we're like, all right, well, maybe.
It's a valid point, but I'm still going to stay in the float lane.
Sam texts us and says, this coming from a person who's from Cleveland and I moved down to Louisville. I had no idea that y'all ate your chili with peanut butter sandwiches. And several people commented that the peanut butter sandwiches and chili. And it's like, okay, no, not combined, but just having a peanut butter and jelly sandwich on the side with a bowl of chili. And
but
then
people dip.
And then several people were saying, oh, the spaghetti and chili thing is definitely a Louisville thing. I thought that was more of a Cincinnati thing. But yeah, I mean, I certainly enjoy that, the noodles and the chili as well. So yeah, maybe that is a Louisville thing. But yeah. The chili and peanut butter sandwiches, that's all good. Noodles and chili, that's all good.
That makes sense in my brain.
Yeah, yeah. So maybe that is a Louisville thing. All right.
Yeah, Rex says, I bet Kelly tries it in the closet later and likes it. #Coke and milk. I'm not going to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not going to do it.
Yeah. Ashley says, you know, the whole dipping your French fries in your chocolate shake. Yeah, that's totally a Louisville thing.
Oh, the Wendy's fries and the Frosty.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Love that. Yeah, love that.
Specifically.
Yeah, that's great.
Delish.
All right, coming up next, it's a feel-good story.
Okay, so this is another one that kind of starts with like a parent's worst nightmare. For five agonizing hours, these two young girls were missing with their family dog.
Oh, jeez.
Wandered off when they were playing in the backyard. But we end up in the feel-good lane.
But this is a feel-good. All right.
It's a feel-good.
And we do feel-good stories every hour throughout the morning. Kelly K, now that you said this starts kind of
in a bad, scary place.
Yeah.
Yeah, scary place. So 7-year-old Abigail, 4-year-old Cecilia were playing in the backyard outside New Orleans with their dog, Artemis.
Mm-hmm.
Now, their yard is surrounded by woods.
Mm-hmm.
And they kind of wandered off and followed their dog. They went missing.
Playing in the woods and following Artemis, and then we got lost.
The girl's parents panicked.
Your mind just starts going to the worst places.
I can't find my children. They play with my dog outside, and I've searched everywhere, and it's getting dark, and I don't know where they are.
I jumped to, oh my gosh, like, did someone drive up here and take all of them?
Mom went on Facebook and appealed for help. Please, 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 our girls went missing. Our golden retriever is with them.
Please send someone quickly.
From what the girls tell us, they snuggled up with him to kind of stay in one spot and get warm.
Cops brought the little girls home, and the family was reunited.
I missed you.
Oh my gosh.
Oh yeah. You see the entire video. They were found 5 hours later. Artemis started barking when he heard the searchers. They had wandered over a mile from their house.
Mm, that's scary.
But they're safe and sound because 20 out of 10 on a good pupper scale, Artemis.
Good for that Artemis boy.
Yes. You can see the story on our website. It's also up on Facebook at 997DJX.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 997DJX.
Let's see if we can get her some help here. Hey, Ben and Kelly.
Mm-hmm.
Is it right to be waiting on a certain Christmas present to determine if I stay with my husband?
Okay.
Let me explain. We've been married for 3 years. We got married at the courthouse and used as a symbol one of those ring pops as the ring we exchanged.
Okay.
Now, we both thought at the time it was cute and funny.
Sure.
Well, I still don't have a real ring.
Oh.
According to my husband, he, quote, hasn't found the right one.
Mm.
Or he, quote, doesn't want to go into debt over it.
Okay.
All I want is a band to show that I'm married. I've never had one.
Mm.
Oh, he bought a Harley and various other things, but that's with his portion of our money.
Oh.
He works. I'm a stay-at-home mom. But my husband says that money comes from the money left over for him because he earned it, not from money we have to share.
What?
What would you do? Should I tell him I want a ring by Christmas or I'm out?
Wow.
Thanks, Julie.
Wow.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
When we started reading this yesterday after the show, like, Kelly interrupted me. Like, she was out of
her
mind.
I was like, he did what?
I know.
Yeah.
I don't like this relationship.
No, I don't understand why there is money just for him and not like it's all supposed to be shared when you're married, Emma, right? I mean, I know there are some that have like separate bank accounts for certain things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe if both are earning, but she's not. So where is she? She's just allowed to dip into the, this is just our shared portion. And he's the only one that gets his own money?
Yeah, I
like,
mean,
how is that fair?
That has to be a conversation between the two of them. It's and if he's the one, only one earning money, then what percentage is shared money and what percentage is his money? And who determined that? We always say in these sorts of things, you probably should talk to a counselor if you want to stay in this marriage.
Yes, but I can absolutely understand where she's coming from.
Mm-hmm.
And Bethany points out the ring is the least of your concerns.
Mm.
I think this is definitely alluding to some other underlying issues.
Well, hey, love to hear your thoughts on it. 502-571-9970. Group therapy. Julie waiting for a real wedding ring. She and her husband, been married for 3 years, used a ring pop the first time, kind of as a joke, but every time she brings it up, he gives her an excuse as to why he can't get her one. So she's kind of like, hey, should I tell him I need a ring by Christmas or I'm out?
Here's a couple of major points that she made that are sticking out with a lot of people. First of all, he bought a Harley and says that all the leftover money is his because he's the one that works.
Leftover
and
money.
Apparently she doesn't have free rein to their money as a couple. So yeah, that's a major issue as well. Mm-hmm. Gina commented on Facebook, that's a Band-Aid for the issue, the ring. But it would solve the ring if you just go and get one for yourself. Like, go to JCPenney and get one if you just want a band. Mm. The ring is the least of her concerns, though. My concern is him reaping the benefits of her staying at home, proclaiming he's the only one that deserves perks because he works, and then telling her she gets only the leftovers. I would literally go get a job, split the childcare 50-50. This guy's ridiculous.
Yeah, oh, man. I hate being in this situation where it's like we almost see the writing on the wall, but we don't know the emotional connection that these two have. And
right,
that's just a tough situation. Cassandra.
She absolutely works. I don't care what he says. When you're a stay-at-home mom, you absolutely work too. So half of that money is hers, regardless
yes
of what you think.
She may not be drawing a paycheck from an outside source, but she is working for the family. For sure.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And a ring is a symbol of your love for each other.
Mm-hmm.
So
yes,
the fact that he is not buying her one, that tells a lot about his character.
Mm-hmm. And she's not wanting something extravagant. She just wants
right,
a band.
Just a band.
Yes.
So my advice to her is, I'm sure she has access to that checking account. Go take your money and go buy you a ring. And if you don't like it, dip.
Cassandra, thank you.
You're welcome.
Hey, Stephanie.
Hey, I was a stay-at-home mom for 5 years. Oh, my God. She works. Like,
yes.
She works hard. Probably harder than he does.
Mm.
Because I homeschool, too. But I think he needs to dip because this just shows his character, and I don't think it's going to get better. It's okay for him to go in debt for a Harley, but not for just a band.
Yeah.
She doesn't want anything crazy.
Right.
Yeah, I don't like the fact
providing
that he has money just for him.
No, we don't do that. Like, my husband now stays home,
mm-hmm,
and I'm the one who's working because I needed that. And we don't have split money. Like, what's mine is his.
Yes.
If he wants to buy something, he needs to go buy it. Like, I don't care. That's not right.
This is one of those instances where we want to be like, hey, Julie, can we just talk to your husband real quick?
Exactly. Can you put him on?
Yeah, exactly.
Yes, just pass him the phone. A lot of people are mentioning this is financial abuse.
It is. It definitely is. I couldn't imagine.
All right. Well, hey, Stephanie, thank you so much for your phone call.
Thanks.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Rachel agrees with the financial abuse. He has the privilege of having a full-time job and free childcare because of you.
Mm-hmm.
Extra money is our money. The red flag is that he feels it's his money, but not all hope is lost, she says. Sit him down, have a financial discussion of what expenses, childcare, running kids to activities would look like if you also had a full-time job. Gauge if he's going to understand that, change or not, and let that be your deciding factor, not whether he gets you a ring.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
It's a good point and a lot of things to chew over. So, Julie, hopefully this gives you a little bit of guidance, a little bit of direction into what decision you want to make.
Yeah, either way, you do need to discuss it. Whether you go and just, you know, take the credit card and go buy yourself a ring and settle that issue. But the underlying issue of how he views the money, and you guys are not seen as equals in his eyes.
Right.
And you need to figure that out.
All right. Well, hey, keep us posted. Good luck.
Hoping for good things.
Yeah, crossing our fingers for good things. I would never, never have put this at number one. I'm beginning to think that the peppermint bark cartel had something to do with this annual list of the most popular holiday candies, because peppermint bark is number one.
Well, I feel as though that's because there's a limited time you can get it. And it's tasty.
Yeah, but I'm not putting it at number one.
Really?
Mini Reese's
for
peanut butter cups
candies?
Are two. M&M's are three.
But you can get M&M's year round. I feel like if you're going to make a holiday candy list, it should have things like, for example, your beloved candy corn makes the list for Halloween.
Yeah.
Because that's when it's popular. This is peppermint bark season, is it not?
I'm not putting it at number one, though.
I feel like it deserves to be on top more than your Reese's cup, which you can get those anytime.
Well, I'm not saying I agree with the Reese's peanut butter cups and M&Ms, and much less Starburst, which came in at number four because...
Yeah, that was shocking.
Just because you're
you
right.
You don't even have holiday Starburst, are you?
You can get them anytime you want.
Yes.
So I've got to think toffee has to be up there. Probably
toffee?
Toffee. Number
well, one. That's coming out of left field, sir. I can't support that.
Number one for me.
No. Real toffee?
Toffee.
Is a holiday candy?
Yeah, like a toffee with like a little chocolate on top? Toffee. Mm, yes.
No.
Oh,
no.
Kelly. Kelly, don't even tell me you are going to poo-poo toffee with a little chocolate on top.
Yeah, no, I'm going to poo-poo that.
Maybe sprinkled with some nuts?
No. I will allow M&Ms into the party because they're now red, green, and white. They changed their colors for the holiday season. We're talking about holiday candies. So we need to stay in that lane, which is why support peppermint bark at number one.
Toffee is a holiday candy.
Is it?
Yeah.
You can't get toffee anywhere else.
You can get M&Ms anytime.
But they changed the color, so that's why I'm allowing it in the back door. I'm allowing it because they changed the festive colors.
I will say that I'm a sucker.
They look nice in the dish.
I'm a sucker for the changed colors.
Yeah,
for either M&Ms or the Reese's Hershey Kisses or something like that. Like,
sure,
I will have a hard time eating a Hershey Kiss if it is a colored like Halloween around Christmas time.
Well, yeah, all they have to do is change the foil color.
I know.
That's all they have to do. They don't even have to change the product. Here's the thing, though. If Reese's puts out, do they actually do the thing where they, I know they have the Christmas trees, like Reese's cups.
Uh-huh.
I'll allow that. But I feel like chocolate Santas need to be a little bit higher. Because, again, this is the holiday candy list. So we need to be giving priority to the candies that are special just for this time of year. You can't get them elsewhere during the year.
What about
like your peppermint bark.
What about those peppermint Christmas tree chews?
Christmas tree chews?
Yeah. They're white, red, and they've got the little green, like evergreen tree on top.
I will say I've never been tempted to try one.
Mm. I mean,
what
it's kind of like.
What flavor lane are we in? Is this a fruity kind of a
flavor? No. It's kind of like you're eating toothpaste.
What that is not helping me want to go. That is not helping at all.
Yes. Yeah. So anyways, number one on the list, peppermint bark. And
I will allow it.
Where are you going to allow it?
I allow it to come in the back door. It's my secret door. God, this is not
so
good at all.
This is not good at all. Our text line is blown up with people who caught that the first time you said it.
That's not what I meant. Listen, ooh, Nikki, yes, rolling in with Buckeyes. Buckeyes are up there for me as well. We made those as a kid with my mom. Oh, this time of year is when they shine. We're skating past it.
You're throwing out my toffee with chocolate on top, but
yes,
you're throwing in
1,000% Buckeyes are booting them out.
I'm not saying
that
Buckeyes aren't amazing. They are.
They are amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like you don't need Reese's when you have Buckeyes. They are the same product.
Yeah. I mean, I would rather get rid of the Reese's and
yes,
do Buckeyes for sure.
Because
that
again,
I can agree
get the
with
rest
you
of the
on
year.
For sure.
Yeah.
Right.
Buckeyes are really only showing their faces at the holiday parties.
I will have a bite of the peppermint bark, but not number one for me.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, Sandy's rolling in with bourbon balls.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm telling you what.
Bourbon balls.
Bourbon balls hit any time of the year, I'll tell you. But,
oh, yeah.
But right around.
But amping up the holiday party a couple notches.
Yeah.
Am I right?
Holiday party, for sure. That is a Kentucky thing, for sure, those bourbon balls. All right, so we'll tweet the list out if it's that important to you. But at Ben and Kelly Show.
Until you weren't even invested even a little bit with this. You would just had side eye and you had tone.
I had tone. It's 99.7 DJX. All right, feel good stories. Kelly.
We go to Minnesota where a father literally chased down a stolen car with his children inside using the suspect's own abandoned car.
Oh, my gosh.
This is crazy. So Deanna was dropping off some items at a friend's house Wednesday night around 8:30 when her husband Derek stepped out of the car to close the back door. And that is the moment a carjacker hopped in the vehicle and drove off with their four young kids still inside.
Oh, my gosh.
So instantly, Derek saw the carjacker had an abandoned van, which police say, of course, was stolen. It was still running, so he jumped in that, chased after him.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't take long, fortunately, caught up with him within a few blocks, and he rammed the back of his own truck, pushed him into this alleyway, pinned him against a fence, and it worked. Suspect got out and ran, left the kids behind.
I see your tail lights leaving.
I'm jumping in this van and I'm going after my kids. Raced and caught up to him. As soon as he like turned sideways a little bit to get past the parked vehicle, I just hit the back of my truck and push him into this alleyway, trying to pin him against this fence.
I was not surprised at all. I was like, yep, that sounds like my husband.
Wow.
Wow. Like he, that is a split second thing. Thank goodness he saw that that car was still running and able to just jump in within seconds and chase after him. That could have been a very different result had he had no way to chase after
him. Oh, 100%.
Unbelievable story. We have tweeted it. You can see it at Ben and Kelly Show.
DM's always open at Ben and Kelly Show. We can always help you out. And when we do, we love getting follow-ups from you. You know, we will a lot of times pester you to try to get back to us, but it is always nice when
what's happening
yeah, exactly. It is always nice when you get back to us in a timely fashion. Like yesterday, Dana, we were just saying, learned her boyfriend of 10 months has a 12-year-old son, never told her about, right?
We just thought, why though?
Yeah,
why? I mean, though,
she knew he was previously married, never knew that he had a son, and so was like, is it a red flag? And we're like, yes.
Yeah.
So we got an update. You want to tackle this one?
Yep. Hey, guys. It's amazing what a little time and perspective can do.
Okay.
I agreed with everyone who told me this is a big red flag, so I decided to talk to him immediately about it.
All right.
We talked for a while, and he explained all about how he wanted it to be a surprise and the situation between him and his ex.
Mm.
Apparently, she moved with their son as soon as they divorced, and he only sees him a couple of times a year.
Okay.
Now, I pressed him on why he didn't tell me he had a son, and he told me he didn't know and thought he wanted to just get to know me and me get to know him without any baggage. And I told him kids aren't baggage. They're your kids.
Okay, good. Baggage.
Yeah, he apologized and said if he had to do it over again, he would have told me right away.
Mm-hmm.
That time got away from him, and he was waiting for the right time to do it. And the next thing he knew, we were 10 months in.
Okay.
So I was ready to break up with him. But there was something about his sincerity and the way he apologized that made me want to give him another chance.
Okay.
I don't want to throw everything we've built away over something like this. I know this was a red flag, but I'm going to chalk it up to more of a caution flag than a deal breaker at this point.
Oh.
Thanks for your help.
Wow.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. I mean.
Okay.
I like that she's trying to make it work. I hope that he's not just feeding her lines because, I don't know, something.
Well, I think there is, you know, she was able to experience, you know, his facial expressions, his demeanor.
Yeah, that's true.
And, you know, if she feels like he was really sincere and, you know, I guess I can kind of see at some point, it's almost like, you know, when you meet someone and then, like 10 months later, you still can't remember their name. It's like, you feel like at that point, can I ask at this point? I feel like it's a little bit of that.
Like, it's almost like he missed the window in the first day or two.
Right. And then it's like, oh, when do I do that now?
And then it's like, how does he casually bring up, oh, hey, so I'm excited my son likes that movie. Maybe
and
we could
fun
go.
In fact, I have a son.
And hey, I've got a son.
Yeah.
All right. Well, hey, you know what, Dana? I mean, good on you for keeping an open mind, I guess. I am going to cross my fingers that this is all it is. It was a mistake that he made, and he's sincere, and you guys can go off and figure yourselves out.
Well, it sounds like he's looking at her as, you know, long-term, you know, possibility.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
we shall see if, you know, and then I guess the next step would be at some point meeting the son.
Right. Well, hey, thanks for the update, Dana.
Whoever laughs first loses. It's You Laugh, You Lose with Ben and Kelly on 99.7 DJX.
All right, trumpets mean it's time for You Laugh, You Lose, the game where Kelly and I sling our best jokes back and forth. First person who laughs loses. It, of course, is all for this trophy.
Fame, bragging rights, and a repurposed dance trophy.
Absolutely fame, bragging rights, and a repurposed trophy for sure. All right.
Right now, currently all in my possession.
Yes, that is true. Kelly has the overall lead, has the trophy. Losers go first. That would be me.
Wait. Rank your list of jokes. What do you think? Do we have 10 out of 10 material?
10 out of 10? I'm going to say 6.
I'm at least an 8. Let's do this.
Whoa!
Yeah!
All right! It's on!
Yeah!
You laugh, you lose.
Yep.
Kelly, I hope my wife isn't listening.
Oh.
Yeah, I bought my wife a fridge for Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
Can't wait to see her face light up when she opens it.
Yep, it's gonna. Literally, it's gonna. It's gonna. Super exciting for her. Hey, Ben.
Yeah.
Kid says, hey, Dad, I just watched somebody do 50 push-ups.
Oh.
Can you do that? Dad says, not to brag, son, but I can watch someone do 100 push-ups.
I could probably even watch someone do 105 push-ups.
I could sit there all day.
Yeah. Kelly, what is the Titanic's favorite kind of lettuce?
Iceberg?
Well, it sure isn't iceberg.
Oh, you're right. Too soon.
Yeah, hashtag too soon.
Yeah. Hey, Ben.
Yeah.
Remember when plastic surgery was a taboo subject?
Oh, I do.
Now you mention Botox and nobody raises an eyebrow.
Because they can't.
Exactly.
So you laugh, you lose. I always thought chiropractors were a bunch of nonsense. Until I went to one for my bad back. And I got to tell you, I stand corrected.
Literally. Hey, Ben.
Yeah?
I've decided I want a pet termite.
Oh.
I'm going to name him Clint.
Clint?
Clint eats wood.
There's probably about 1% of our audience that actually gets that.
Look it up, kids.
You know, Kelly,
really
I used to run a dating service for chickens.
A dating service for chickens.
Absolutely. But I was struggling to make hens meet.
Tough business.
So I had to stop, yeah.
Yeah. Hey, Ben, fun fact.
Uh-huh.
Sugar is the only word in the English language where S-U makes a sh sound.
Okay.
At least I'm pretty sure that's correct. Let me assure you it is.
Is that it?
That's all I got.
You said 8. You said 8 out of 10?
I'm getting there.
Okay. You know, Kelly, what did one Dorito farmer say to the other Dorito farmer?
What did the Dorito farmer say to the other Dorito farmer?
Cool Ranch.
I'd like to go to that farm. Sounds tasty.
Harvesting season must be delicious.
Oh, yeah. 100%.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Ben. Guy asked his wife how to turn Alexa off. She said, how about walking through the room naked? Hey, yo.
That's a sick burn.
Solid burn.
Okay. Kelly.
Yeah.
There are two reasons why you should never drink the water from the toilet.
Just two? Mm-hmm. Okay.
Number one.
Mm-hmm.
And number two.
Especially number... Oh, God. Yeah. Okay. Hey, Ben.
Yeah.
Just got hospitalized due to a peekaboo accident.
Oh, no.
I ended up in the ICU.
Kelly, did you hear one of Snow White's dwarves was kicked out of a nudist colony?
I did not hear that.
Yeah. Apparently, he kept sticking his nose in everyone's business.
Okay. I want to give a shout out to Laura for this one. Went out to eat with my husband. He ordered a steak. The waiter asked how he would like that cooked. He said, like winning an argument with my wife. The waiter said, rare it is.
I felt that one. I felt that one.
That would cut deep, didn't it?
That one was more than just a joke. All right. Well, hey, good job. You laugh, you lose. The trophy goes to you.
Woo! She stays home with mama.
I guess so.
Yeah.
All right. You laugh, you lose there. On 99.7 DJX. Kelly, I don't know if you saw that trending recently was Volkswagen Italia.
I did not see that. Why exactly were they trending? Is there a new car we need to be made aware of?
It's not. It's actually its Instagram handle. And okay. This is probably a better visual, but I'm going to try to describe it, okay?
All right.
So Volkswagen Italia, the way it's spelled, it's just on Instagram, all one word. But there's a word that sticks out
when you stick
those two words together.
Oh, I got it immediately as soon as I looked at it.
And that's the reason it's trending.
I got it immediately. Oh, no. Oh, no. First of all, they spell Volkswagen with an E-N, not an O-N. That plays a part.
It does. It does.
Yeah. Oh, then it looks like it's Volkswagen genitalia.
Yes, there it is. There it is.
There it is. They thought that through. That's not what they intended. That is not. Oh, dang.
That is why it has been trending because everybody sees the word genitalia.
Oh, gosh. They should have just flipped it like Italia Volkswagen. maybe they should have done that.
Mick tweeted out, Volkswagen Italy, please never change your Instagram handle.
I feel like they're all in at this point.
Yeah,
right?
at this point, you just got to go, right?
Yeah. But you cannot not see it.
No. You cannot not see it. That is 100%.
Did it gain a whole bunch of new followers when people started to figure that out?
I bet.
I feel like it would.
I bet. But it's selling a lot of cars, too.
We don't care how you got here. We're just happy you're in the party.
That's right. All right, we tweeted it out if you want to take a look at it. It's pretty funny. Or just go over to their Instagram page. It's right there.
It's right there.
It's the Volkswagen genitalia page. It's Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. And really, you can't start early enough thinking about New Year's Eve. Well, I guess you could, technically, if you started thinking in January. Yeah, that's right. That's right, for sure.
Maybe last year didn't go so well, and you're like, next year is going to be better.
Yeah. Joey Wagner. Hey, how are you, man?
What's up, buddy?
Joey, obviously, he is he's a big name in the party scene here in Louisville. And we're happy to be a part of your New Year's Eve. How many years have you been doing this?
Oh, man. I mean, we've probably done, I don't know, over the past 20 years, probably 15, 16 New Year's Eve parties.
Yeah, they always sell out.
Yeah, they always sell out. But since we've been at Melwood, we've been like, I think Melwood like 7 or 8 years now.
Yeah, yeah. It's a good spot.
Yeah, and we've grown into the second room now, so it's been crazy.
Yeah. So obviously, December 31st.
Yep.
Tickets are available for general admission, yeah?
Yeah, super easy. NYE502.com. Mm-hmm. So New Year's Eve. NYE502.com.
I mean, and this is like, if you are thinking, I've never been to one of these parties, yeah. I've heard things about them, describe.
Yeah, so basically what we've obviously tried to do with this New Year's Eve event is just kind of create an amazing experience for like two sides of the music. So where we have Tony and the Tan Lines, who are the best cover band in the city. Mm-hmm. If you've never seen them, they are unbelievable. So much fun.
Kelly, you haven't dated one of them, have you?
I have not. Why would you say that? No.
I don't know.
That is
I did
not know.
When
no.
you were single, I was just thinking, no. you know, maybe that was
no.
That was a thing. Okay, all right. Sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off, Joey.
Unnecessary.
Oh, man. And then obviously we have K-Dog, DJ K-Dog, who's a legend in the city.
For sure.
Best DJ in the city. And so it's been cool, man. We kind of go back and forth from the band to the DJ, and we really felt that the guests love that.
Yeah.
We've kind of got two rooms. You know, we have one side, and it's more of just like where kind of like GA comes in, the other side where VIP comes in, but everybody kind of co-mingles back between both rooms. It's been cool to see how, you know, we've grown from 500-600 people to now 1,200 people and became kind of, you know, the biggest party in the city. So looking forward, man. We're excited.
All right. Thank you to obviously all of your sponsors and Lush Lemon for jumping on and being a part of New Year's Eve. Can we give away some tickets?
Yeah, let's give some away.
All right. So I guess Joey's wallet's open. So
nice. What about his texts? Your phone typically blows up around all your parties. Like, hey.
Oh, are you talking about his Derby text?
Yeah, he was texting like all the people rolling into the DMs. Hey.
Yeah.
Hey, remember me?
Yeah, I keep getting like messages that I need to put all those in a book, but
yes,
you could sell a book for sure. Of all,
I was thinking
about
putting them in a book and then like donating all the money to charity or something. I don't know.
That would be awesome.
But yeah, so Kelly, yes, people have already started hitting me up and DMing me.
Nice.
It's just the constant, like, which is fine.
Yeah.
It's just the people that you haven't talked to in years that like want free stuff, and I'm just like, look, man, I couldn't do events for 2 years because of COVID. Like, you can buy a ticket.
Yeah. Well, I mean, hey, we get it on our side, too. As soon as, you know, an artist that announces a tour or whatever.
Yeah, can I get Morgan Wallen tickets while I'm here? What's up, man?
I know,
what's
right? Up? Hey, by
yeah,
the way.
Super embarrassing when you're at the gynecologist. That's happened before.
Kelly's up in the stirrups, and the doctor, like, pops up and like, hey, by the way. Hey,
what about those tickets?
Turn your head and cough. Do you have some tickets for this? Wait. You don't do
not
that
my
for
current
females,
doctors,
right?
By the way. I'm just going to say that right now. Not my current doctor.
All right. All right. So if you want to go New Year's Eve, we got some tickets for you. 502-571-9970. We'll hook you up. Joey, thank you as always.
No, thank you, guys. We appreciate you.
Yeah, for sure. So yeah, give us a call. 502-571-9970. We'll hook you up. Setting the bar stories, Kelly.
Examples of what not to do or situations we hope you don't find yourself in.
Yeah, if you're ever in the hospital, you might think, you know what, I should probably spring for that private room. And after this setting the bar story, you may be like, yeah, definitely going to do that. So, if you can manage to make it through the day without unplugging your roommate's ventilator, because it was annoying, you're doing okay.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. Is everybody okay? Is everybody okay?
No one died.
Okay, that's good. Oh my gosh.
But doctors did have to revive the woman.
Oh my gosh.
This happened in Germany. A 72-year-old hospital patient decided, you know what, the sound of her roommate's ventilator, the person she was sharing the room with, you know, separated by the little sheet there.
Uh-huh.
It was annoying her. The sound of the ventilator that the lady needed to breathe.
Did she understand what that was, or just think, oh, it's just an annoying, like, little piece of equipment that's probably not necessary. I'm just going to turn it off.
It doesn't matter.
Oh, okay.
It's not yours.
You're right. You're right. We don't touch buttons in a hospital because we don't know what they do.
Right. Okay.
Got it.
And it's not yours. It's
not
the,
yours.
It's
gotcha.
The patient's. The ventilator was being used to keep her alive.
On the other side of the curtain. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
More touchy over there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like I said, doctors did have to revive her. She is going to make it. Wow. It's all good.
Oh,
wow. But now the other roommate is facing charges for attempted manslaughter. So,
oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yep.
Oh, gosh.
This is the
Again,
setting the bar
I'm
story.
I'm choosing to think. Like, do we know how old the perpetrator is?
79.
Okay, maybe she just didn't, grandma didn't understand that turning that machine off was going to have some possibly catastrophic consequences.
Yeah, or maybe. The fact that sometimes I feel like old people can just get cranky.
Yeah, and they're just like, listen, I don't like the noise.
Yeah.
And then they don't understand what the noise is attached to.
Right. Maybe. Will you shut that thing up?
Yes. Maybe. I'm sure that was the situation. Like, I don't think grandma tried to on purpose kill someone. I'm choosing to think that.
All right. You choose to think that.
She just wanted to sleep. Like, can I just get some peace and quiet around here?
This is a setting the bar story. So, again, if you can manage to make it through the day without unplugging your roommate's ventilator that's keeping her alive.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Then you're doing okay.
Yeah. If you're ever in the hospital, you know, Godspeed. Hopefully you have a speedy recovery, but let's not touch anything that we have no idea what it does.
There you go. Good talk. Good talk. 99.7X, good morning. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Tomorrow, it goes down. Santa Sleigh 5K for kids. Brought to you by Courtesy Cadillac, Mortenson Dental, Kids Dentistry, and Olay Restaurant Group. I'm telling you what, it's going to be fun. I keep saying that because I'm trying to almost convince Kelly that it's going to be fun.
Uh-huh.
You don't have to run it.
No, I understand that, but I'm going to stand there and freeze because it's supposed to be 30 degrees in the morning because I'm just handing out snacks. That's all I'm doing.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't. Yeah. First of all, this entails all the things that I'm not a fan of.
Well,
cold weather, running. Yeah. All those not in my wheelhouse.
Well, sure when you go and you can last minute, you can still sign up and it benefits the Ronald McDonald House of Kentuckiana. So that's
support
good.
The cause. Absolutely.
Yes,
but
yes.
I'd like to write a check and be home in my nice, warm, cozy bed, warmed up with, you know, three blankets.
Sure. WDJX.com. Last chance to get in for that 5K tomorrow. But yeah, make sure when you cross the finish line and you're going for those snacks, because we all know that runners love their snacks, that you...
Kelly, we thank you for your sacrifice.
Yes, yes. Please, let's turn it around and thank Kelly.
Make it all about me.
Let's thank Kelly. All right, so hopefully we'll see you there. If we do, fist bumps, high fives, all that stuff.
Just know I'm there against my will. See you. Good luck.
All right, have a good weekend. We'll talk to you Monday.